Welcome to another episode of the Legit Guy podcast. And in today's episode, we're continuing on with topics on the spot, as we like to call it. So guys, my first topic on the spot is, of course, New Year's. So what did you do over New Year's? Did you do anything fun? Did you try anything new, actually? That's the one. That's interesting.
I shall start.
You shall start, okay.
Or, I don't know, I'm just going to start. So, on my New Year's Eve, I was chilling out with my homies, with my bros. I was all good. And I realized a lot of things over New Year's Eve because I got, like, really intoxicated. And I recently wanted to get a tattoo, so I've been saving up for that. And then I find out that you can't have a... You just shouldn't be really using alcohol if you want to donate a tattoo. It's not like that bad, but you shouldn't. So over my New Year's Eve, I made the, what you call it, like the thing, do you say you're going to do it over Christmas? Over
New
the
Year's New resolution?
Year. Yeah.
New Year's
resolution. So New Year's resolution is that I will not drink alcohol or consume any intoxicating latke.
Beverages.
Yeah, just not because, not just because I want to donate my blood, but overall, it's just like I feel it's not good.
Unhealthy. Wait, so will you like never ever drink alcohol again, or like
maybe on New Year's? At least for the year. As it is, maybe New Year's. I don't know. So that's what I did for my New Year's. What did you guys do?
Do you want to go?
Yeah, you can start.
So
you can continue.
So after Christmas, we went with our family on a holiday into mountains. We went to Slovakia, and that was fun because we could have done a lot of skiing. And I've also been training a lot because after winter season, there will be our new rugby season will start, so I was preparing. And on New Year's Eve, the restaurants were closed, and there was not much people there with us. I was just chilling, and also then, yes, but wasn't as much as I expected or as I hoped for. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter now. It was kind of like a chill out. It was kind of, how should I say, like a calm ending to 2021 and a calm start of 2022. And I hope that it will last.
When did you go to sleep, guys? Like sleep, right after?
No, New Year's? 1:45, I think.
1:45.
Like 3 or 4.
I didn't do actually anything interesting over New Year's. After Christmas, I spent a lot of time with my family because my sisters came from the Netherlands. And then on New Year's Eve, I was over at Liam's place, who is not here right now. And we played a lot of board games. We drank a lot of alcohol. And
oh no, I think really?
What?
Was Are I you what? 18?
I am 18, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I was 18 like a month ago.
Nice.
So, I went to sleep at around 5 o'clock. And that was not big fun. I had a massive hangover. I just wanted to say that I'm never doing that again.
You know, this kind of belief that you'll never ever do it again.
That's my New Year's resolution. No, that's my New Year's resolution.
That's kept.
No, wait, Dennis, do you have a New Year's resolution, though?
Sadly, no.
No. I was thinking about making one, but I don't think I would actually, like, do it. Which is...
sad.
Which destroys the whole point of New Year's resolution. So... and actually, we talked about Christmas a bit, but did you get anything interesting for Christmas? Like, you don't have to tell me if you got books or something. Like,
I got putsa, bro.
puzzles. Puzzles are actually really cool.
Jigsaw puzzles.
I feel really bad.
It's really good. How many pieces does it have?
Thousand.
Thousand. Mm. You don't like puzzles?
No, what's the point? Like, you create a picture, you pay for a chopped up picture that you build, and like, it's not even like building, you're just finding which piece goes together. It's not like building, it's fucking stupid.
Puzzles for depressed people, like, that it's pictures.
I'm not really that depressed, bro. I'm not puzzle depressed.
Did you get only puzzles? Did you get anything else?
I got.
What do you mean, Legos?
I got Legos.
Legos are cool.
They're the best gift. Then I got a new bag, and I got three books, and a shirt.
A shirt.
Mm. Yes.
What about you, Dennis?
I've got two new jumpers. I've got some books.
You also got Lego. Right.
Yes, I also got the Lego. I got a bonsai tree, which was really cool, actually. Really like that. I also got like a simulator, like a wheel, you know, like for driving. So I got that. And so
does it only work for one game, or
it's Xbox compatible, and you can play any driving game on it, or that's how I understand it. And so I'm also now, I'm trying it out, and I also have to connect it because it's kind of a pain, but yeah, I'm working on it.
And I saw that you sent like a chair into the group chat, or I don't know where you sent it. Did you have to build that yourself?
The red one?
Yeah, the chair.
Yes, that took me a few hours. I did that myself.
So, wait, so you got an Xbox as well for Christmas, or just this?
No, I got an Xbox last year.
Last year. Oh, so you got Xbox last year and this, like, an addition to it.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So I can now play F1, which is kind of cool. Not gonna lie.
So Forza, Harash? What about Forza?
I don't have Forza, like, the new... I don't have the new Forza Horizon 5. I have the old one, so I can play that as well. And, yeah, I have F1 2021. So yeah,
those sound like some cool gifts.
Yeah, dude, kind of sick.
Very cool. Well, what else would you expect, though?
I bought Forza when it was at sale, when it was like 70% off, and I got F1 for my birthday 2021. So I like waited, you know.
So you got it all together over a few years, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. And is there anything like that you wanted for Christmas that you didn't actually get?
I mean, I had like a really short list. I just wanted the wheel and I wanted a jumper, and I got both. And the other stuff was, you know, like,
you're completely happy.
Yeah, I never choose like many stuff. I just like choose two or three, and that's done.
What about you, Ivan? Did you not get something you wanted?
I didn't want anything. I didn't write a Christmas list.
Have to write a Christmas list. Well, yeah, you're too old for it, but you can still, like, you know, tell your parents.
No, it's not that I'm too old for it. I don't want my parents to want, like, I don't want to give my parents, like, a list of what I want. I don't feel like that's fair towards
them. Yeah, but if you tell them, like,
feeding me the whole life.
Yeah, but if you tell them, like, I need new clothes, and then you don't get new clothes.
They would get me close if I asked for them, but I didn't.
So you're happy, basically.
I would be happy if I didn't get anything. It's not about the gift, is it?
It's about spending time with your family.
About drive, bruv. It's about power.
Okay. So do you have any topics other than Christmas and New
Year's. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Nuclear energy being green, or possibly not being green.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys? What's your view on this?
Very what's nuclear definition? Energy is kind of green if you compare it, like with, natural gas and coal, fossil fuels, basically.
So what's do you think that Germany is
of green?
Well, nothing's basically nothing is like green. Like there's nothing that doesn't leave any footprint that you can't create energy out of nothing. But the for me at least, like green energy is energy that is like the release that it does is either very small compared to the energy it gives you, or it's the release is not harmful towards the environment. So the idea of burning coal is very not green, very friendly towards the environment, whereas nuclear power is like very not tender, very you know what I mean, very tender towards the environment. I don't know how else to say it.
No, I understand. Well, wouldn't that then mean that because you know there are some like energy generators that you would not consider green, but it like mainly depends on how much waste they produce per how much energy they make, isn't it? Really, like if something makes 50% waste for 100% energy. Or something makes 25% waste for 100% energy. Then,
which well, I think it's more about what the waste really does, or
what are they doing?
Yeah, like what the dust doing? No, it's really about like how making that power affects the environment. For me, at least.
So even if it had like minimal waste, but it would still be harmful to the environment, the waste that came from the power plant or anything that it is. Would you consider that
very minimal? If it's very minimal, then I mean it's not green, but it's at least it's like efficient. At least like it's better for the environment. But I mean like that's basically what a nuclear power plant is like. The what it releases is not necessarily great for the environment, but it releases very small amounts of that, and it's not really that harmful. So I think that's why nuclear power is good, because I think that nuclear power is good, that we should have it and that it's important. But other people, like the Chancellor of Germany, don't think so.
Yeah. To answer your question, you asked if we think it's green, right?
Yeah.
I think that when you create the energy at the nuclear reactor already, then yes, that is green because of course there's some nuclear waste from that. But I think you might not be able to consider it necessarily green because you need to somehow get the materials used for the fusion in the nuclear reactors, and you get that from mining, which of course, basically releases some nasty toxins and gases into the environment. So it depends if you mean the process as a whole, like from its core to the energy, or just the fusion.
I think I mean all of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
I don't think I would call it green, but I also wouldn't call it bad. I think that nuclear generators and nuclear energy is overall really good. And just because I think there's misinformation just because of the few accidents that there were, like the major ones, and people like stray away from it, they're afraid of it. But the truth is that it wasn't actually, of course, like Chernobyl and the Japan, how there was the tsunami. Those are both.
What was the name of the Japanese case?
Fukushima.
Fukushima, that's it.
Yep. Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Fukushima?
I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, it says Fukushima, Fukushima nuclear disaster 2011.
Yeah, yeah, that one. So they were, of course, devastating, but compared to other energy sources and what they're causing, it's not that. Like, in
the thing is, why was it devastating? Because they built a nuclear power plant next to
next to the coast, on the coast, basically.
Yeah,
yeah. But overall, I think it's
amazing. Tsunamis, then, bro.
We haven't heard
Dennis.
There was a lot of wrong things about Chernobyl.
I'm kind of surprised that someone would say that placing a nuclear reactor at the coast is a good idea.
I understand
that you have water there for the cooling, but it's such a hazard if you know, like, for example, Japan, which experiences tsunamis. Like, I'm sorry, but that's kind of a risk you don't want to take, right?
Yeah,
it's not about just the coastal, it's factors you should take into it.
So, what's your opinion?
Dennis or me?
No, yeah, you finish what you wanted to say, then Dennis will tell us what he thinks about it.
I was just saying that I'm not the physicist or the chemist here, you guys are.
Well, Dennis, tell us what you think.
Like, my summary, like, if I would class it as green or non-green, that's what you're asking.
Yeah, yeah. And what you think about it as a whole, if it's good or no. If you agree with it.
I mean, nuclear power plants provide an extreme amount of energy for a small density of a material, for a small energy density of a material. So that's a big plus. Taking care of radioactive waste is a possibility, and it's doable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already done in practice, so that's a plus as well. Of course, yeah, like, nuclear meltdowns can happen, but you can say this basically about any type of energy source. You can say that a dam will break. You can say that a natural gas station will just, or not station, factory will just explode. So I don't really consider that as a huge minus. It's still a minus, though. And so I believe that it's efficient. I believe that it's the way to go. But I don't know if I would class it as green or non-green. I don't think that it even, like, belongs into such a category. Because by green, we mean, like, renewable energy source. But with non-green, we mean non-renewable. But since nuclear reactors have an energy source which is non-renewable in a sense, but it's extremely, like, long-term, by that definition, you would put it as a non-green, but I just don't think. And again, it doesn't pollute, right? It doesn't produce CO2. It just produces water vapor when, like, in for production.
Complete waste.
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't class it as either. I just wouldn't say anything about it.
Okay. Well, you can do that as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have another topic, Dennis? Or, Ivan, do you want to expand on this one? Anything more to add?
I do not want to.
No, okay. Dennis, do you have any topic?
Does it have to be global or local?
No. It can be whatever you want it to be. It's topics on spot.
I wanted to talk about the IB exams. About the final ones. I want to keep it brief. But
yeah.
I'm not sure if like holding the IB exams will actually be like a good idea, because we've spent so much time like placing our, we just spend so much effort and time on working on our IAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if we were to take the test, like, of course, the eye percentage has increased. It has increased from, like, for example, 20% to 25 or 30. But I just don't think that extra percentage can compensate for the extra work that we have put in. And I don't know, even, for example, I'm not even sure if I want to take the exams because I believe that my eyes are good. But on the other hand, I understand that someone would like to take the exam because they believe that they're better at exam, like with techniques, rather than researching. So I don't know if it's exactly like fair to not like to have such a small percentage increase in the eye value. And I'm also kind of frustrated that we don't really know if the exams are actually even gonna take place. They just say
I think it's like pretty certain they will, Mr. Chalk said so.
Yeah, but you know, I understand that it's like the COVID, you know, that COVID is still here, so there's nothing like really for certain.
Yeah, I understand that. But seriously, you would rather not take the exams.
Well, that's the part. I think that I would rather not take them because I feel confident with my IAs. However, I also think that the exams are useful and are beneficial, and they put you under a lot of stress, and I think that I could do well at them if I prepared. I mean,
I just basically think
that I just don't want to do them because I do not want to prepare for them because it's kind of scary. And it all suggests, and it all like points to this fact that if you do this paper bad, well then whatever you have done previously, however good it was, it doesn't matter, right? So that's kind of a thing that scares me.
You can say that for the IA as well. Like if you do bad at the IA and you don't have, you might think you did well at the IAs, but you know, from our teachers told us that they thought some IAs were amazing and then they got marked down a lot. So I'm just saying that if you could get a bad mark at an IA, and if we don't do the tests, which you could do potentially like really good at, really well at, then, you know, like you can apply to both scenarios. I also think that in the IAs you aren't able to demonstrate as much knowledge as you actually have because you have limited words,
yes,
limited pages, and so you don't really show off what you've been working on for basically the past 13 years. So I think it's kind of the IB exams might be some kind of closure for you as well, that you can actually see everything you've worked up to do.
But I do agree that everything actually comes up to you spending an hour and a half, for example, at a paper.
That seems kind of
ironic.
Well, actually, 75% of it does. 25% is the IA. But I also looked at the grade boundaries. And you remember how in physics it was maybe, 37% for a 4?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, well, I looked at the grade boundaries of 2022, and they raised them as well. They didn't even lower them. They raised them. So I think that's the biggest issue for me. Like, if they would keep the grade boundaries the same, or at least lower them a bit.
Yeah, that's maybe another weird thing.
Yeah. I think now it's, 45% for a 4. That's what's bothering me.
On the other hand, I want to do the exam because, you know, as you said, like, sometimes, like, if for example, the IA is not as good as, like, the teacher said, then you can, like, save it at the exam.
Yeah.
So I understand that someone will want to take the exam because they can, like, even out the marks, if I could say it like this. And that they have more chances to actually, of course, save it, or more chances to, you know, destroy it.
Yeah.
But let's stay on the positive side. And
well, but I mean, the chances are that if your IA is good, your exams will probably be good as well, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah. Eventually, if someone was to ask me, like, on the spot, if I want to do the exams or if I don't want to do, I think that eventually I would not just be able to answer them. Because you have these, like, two opposing sides. On the one hand, it's stressful to prepare for them. On the other hand, it can boost your score. So, yeah. It's kind of a weird thing.
It just comes with the IB that you're stressed about the exams. Especially
yes.
Now we're doing the mocks, and I'm even stressed about the mocks because I don't even
receive, know. Did we receive our table? Like the mock time?
No, not yet.
I'll just check.
Yeah, well, we're doing the mocks, and I'm now realizing how much I actually forgot when I looked back at some of the topics that we had done. Yeah, that's the most stressful for me, that I used to know these topics and now I don't, so I'll have to either
relearn. Say an example.
In physics, we're learning about we did unit 10 and we're doing unit 11, right?
Yes.
And unit 11 is about electricity. So I looked at the SL level, like
yes, unit 5.
And the circuits and everything, how it works, I completely forgot about all of those rules. So,
like, but I think the circuits are something that you can kind of like easily catch up on if you just reread it. So
yeah, you can. Of course, you can catch up on it, but it's like you said. I'm a bit stressed about it. So then I'm going to like postpone it because you know I just want to procrastinate, and I'm a bit lazy too. I don't want to do it. You know, it's in my nature. You know, it's not to want to do something. But yeah, I understand where you're coming from with the exams, that you don't want to do them. What I don't want to do, though, is the oral exams for Czech and English.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of fine with those. But how about you, Ivan? What do you think about the individual orals?
Individual orals are very easy. Because my first language is my actual first language. And my English is like the B, which is like basically stupid English. So it's easy.
And how does your exam or individual oral look in English B?
I don't know.
Do you do it on like two books as well?
What?
Because we're comparing basically a global issue in two books that we read.
Yes.
In English.
We only do it in one book, not two.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And how many books like did you do over the 2 years or 1.5 year?
3.
How many did we do?
We did more than 3.
Oh yeah. Was it 6?
Persepolis, Otello. Hine, Half of the Yellow Sun.
Is that it?
Yes, but we also had the stuff like When They See Us. Did you like watch TV series, Ivan?
No.
And articles?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, articles are very important.
We actually only did 4 books. Persepolis, Hine, Otello, and Half of Yellowstone. So yeah, it's not much different. And it also has to be like on a global issue, right, Ivan? Like for your English.
It doesn't have to be it's more important to like understand the book, but yeah, putting in some global issues is important. You like have to locate at least one in there.
And you guys are already, you like everyone know what you will do, right? Like you already have your questions.
We chose the book because we're all doing it on the same book.
And which book did you choose, if I can ask?
Never Let Me Go. By Kazuo Ishiguro.
Book.
Bukiyasin.
Kazuo Ishiguro. Isn't there like a TV series on it?
There was a movie. There was a movie. Yes, 2010. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
2010 film.
Of that sort.
Well, is that the end of IB talk then?
Yes.
Sure.
Actually, wait, I also wanted to, what did you guys think of the talk essays that we did? Were they hard for you?
Terrible.
Like to write?
But yeah. I like TOK because for me, TOK naturally. Like I
honestly feel like. Yeah, sorry.
No, you keep going.
Yeah, I read somewhere online that from like a student who does also philosophy that it's basically a philosophy essay that you have to riddle with like the talk terminology. Yeah. And I think that made it a bit easier for me to write. Cause I was sometimes confused as in what talk meant in a sense.
Like theory of knowledge.
Well yeah, theory of knowledge, but like what do you write about there? Like about origin of things?
No,
or...
it's about how you know what you know.
So origin of things.
No. It's about how you know what you know, not about where it started. It's just about how you know what you know. How do you know what you know is actually having value? And how do we define value? And does value mean truth? Define truth. Is there a difference between a good and a bad truth? That's the kind of loophole you have to get into.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say. Do you have any other topics?
No.
No. Ivan?
Tricks? What?
Do you have any other topics?
Oh, topics. Sorry.
Do you have any tricks to show us?
Yes. Watch out.
Okay, cut that shit.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. No, cut the burping part. Yes, I do have a trick for calming down. It's called the diver's technique. And it means that you take water, preferably cold, and you splash it on your face, or you dip it in just water, your face. And it calms you down and it slows your heart rate because you think you're jumping in water, or like your brain thinks you're in water, so it tries to calm you down. It's really good for like calm down and shit.
Like when you're in a stressful situation, just to splash yourself with water.
Whenever, yeah.
Whenever. Oh, that's cool. What is it called?
The divers. Something. Divers.
Oh, diver is like.
It's called the diver's reflex that. Your body reacts to the fact that it is water on its face.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, if no one else has any topics, I have one more.
Oh my god, let's do this.
Yes. And it's shower
it's
drive.
It's about power.
No, it's not about drive. It's not about power. It's about shower thoughts, Dennis. Do you ever have shower thoughts? Or bath. I don't know if you take a bath or a shower.
Shower.
Yeah, shower. Well,
shower.
What's the longest you've ever spent in a shower? From the top of your head.
Like an hour.
So you're probably
40 minutes.
Actually, longer, like possibly an hour and a half, maybe two.
So during that time, you had to think about, you know, some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the shower thoughts that you can remember that you had, if any?
Yeah, definitely had some shower thoughts.
Yeah, well.
So you know, if the definition of fruit is that that it has to grow above ground. Is corn fruit? Like, answer me.
I don't understand the question.
Why not?
What did he mean?
So the thing is that fruit has to grow above ground. It was like a rule. Is corn a fruit? Or is pepper a fruit?
I know a tomato is a fruit.
It is above ground. Like, but by that classification, you know, it grows above ground.
Yeah.
It means that, like, technically speaking, it's a fruit. So enjoying popcorn is basically dried, fucking dried fruit, you know, like dried bananas and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's just a shower thought, but, you know. Maybe I'm just fucking stupid. It's also possible that I'm just fucking stupid. But,
no, like, know, shower thoughts are stupid. But, so are you, like, advocating that popcorn is healthy?
Yes.
Popcorn is healthy, actually. Compared to chips and...
Like, Schumacher popcorn.
Yeah, any popcorn. As long as it's not, like... As long as it's not flat popcorn for 4 crumbs.
Are you sure it's healthy?
It's not healthy that if you eat it gives you a lot of good stuff, but compared to other junk food such as potato chips or peanuts and stuff like that, well, peanuts are actually not that bad, like parajini peanuts, the salted ones. Shut the fuck up. It's not as bad.
Dennis, tell me one of your shower thoughts.
My shower thoughts are that I'm in an argument and I always win. Oh yeah.
What?
That's about my shower thoughts.
What did you say?
My shower thoughts are that I'm in an imaginary argument with somebody. Doesn't care. Doesn't matter who. And I always win. Like, always. Like, they have no chance. Like, imagine by their...
Responding to yourself.
I'm simulating an argument.
I'm always winning.
Did you simulate a fight?
In my head... So in my... A tooth with someone. Someone who made me mad. And... The argument just like sort of
who
doesn't matter who
they say the name.
For example, with Aram. Okay.
So you destroy him in the shower.
No. and so we have this argument, but then the lesson ends, and we so kind of like both of us forget what we actually talked about. So the argument, no one wins. It just ends. So then on Tuesday I have training, and after training I always shower myself. Logic. And so in the shower I traveled back in time, you know, like and remember what we talked about, and then in my head I have like this simulation of how it could have ended, you know, like what would happen
if
have
won, or what?
and in these arguments I always win, like I absolutely destroy Aram, I just destroy him. Because I always set the bot to easy difficulty. So these are my shower thoughts.
So all you think about in the shower is how you'll destroy our argument. How you'll destroy me in an argument that happened.
Not just you, but someone.
Okay, that happened in the past. Not that might happen. That already happened. Okay.
But already happened, yes.
I mean, in a sense, I get what you're saying, but why would you like bother yourself with that? You know, why would you go back to win an argument.
What am I supposed to do in a shower? There's just water dripping on me. What am I
supposed to shower?
Yeah, but you know, shower. But I always have a shower thought after I've actually showered myself, so I'm just standing there underwater. That's basically it.
Okay, what's the strangest thing you thought about in a shower, Dennis? Nothing weird, just like something mind-blowing, let's say.
Mind-blowing.
Yes.
I must be honest, I don't really get much like mind-blowing shower thoughts. I always get mind-blowing, how I call it, after dream thoughts. So I wake up and just like quickly move out of my bed, and in that quick movement, in that snap second, I always get like this great idea. So for example, on Friday when I woke up, I just moved real fast. All the blood came into my brain, and it all started working.
You sure the blood came into the brain?
And it all just started working. And dude, I got like the best idea for a fake name. Křesní jméno Tomi. That's the first name. Příjmení. Surname is Hovinde. And dude, anyone who understands Czech language understands this. So Tomi Hovinde is just like a really great name. So that's kind of a mind-blowing thought.
Come up with these. Okay.
Of course, it would
Did
not
your
be
parents
spelled.
Drop you when you were a child?
It would be spelled like this. So it seems foreign.
Mm-hmm.
So Tomy. That's the first name. And surname is Hovindey. Or... how could we also put it? Or you could also have it with a W.
Okay. So that's your, in quotes, shower thought or after dreams thought. The most mind-blowing you ever came up with.
But mind-blowing.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more topics, guys. So, yes, I do. Wait, no. You tried. Bye. One more. The strange collections. Just quickly, what are your thoughts on them? Like, if you see a person that collects some weird stuff, like someone has 7,000 different Barbie dolls, exclusive.
Oh, hell yeah.
Barbie dolls. Like, what's your opinion on that?
My opinion is the asylum. Honestly, like, what can you do with those people? Why are you collecting Barbie dolls? What's wrong with you? I mean, if you're holding something that is the ordinary, something that's like weird, like actually weird, like Barbie dolls, like there's nothing wrong with you. Like if you're a grown ass person and you're collecting dolls and they're nothing special, they're just basic dolls, then you're just weird. It's not like you're collecting stones or you're collecting stamps or you're collecting cards or something. You're collecting dolls.
They're just collecting dolls.
Like, if you're collecting something very weird, then it's just that. It's weird.
So why do people collect, like, things like stamps or coins?
You must ask them, dude. I don't know. We don't do this kind of stuff.
Dennis, I'm trying to...
Have a conversation.
Yes, I'm trying to...
Yes, I think that I will win this argument in my shower today. Yeah.
Please answer me, Dennis. Why do you think, okay, you don't have to know. Why do you think people collect stamps or coins or normal stuff like that, as I put it?
I have several theories. One of them being that they maybe just saw it at their parents, that their parents are collecting something. And so they decided, you know, their parent is maybe an archaeologist. So they like to collect rocks. So there's kind of this parental figure. Maybe they saw it on a video or they read an article and they said, wow, this is cool, so I'll try it. And after some time, they enjoyed it. Or it just came naturally as they were a child. You know, many, many theories, but this all comes back to the theory, like, you know, fear of knowledge, this value and this power. And how do you actually, like, make a judgment about this?
Easily, just say it's weird.
But who decides?
So I'm assuming you guys don't have any collections.
I do have a collection.
I have a collection of one arguments in my head
You're done. You're done.
Like, for example, I collect knives.
Like, I collect knives as well.
I have them as well.
Nice. What's your longest knife?
Wait, let me find it.
Aaron will whip out his katana.
Oh.
I have throwing knives, especially. I have three of them.
Like, just the blade? Just the blade?
No, the whole thing, the whole thing, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Wait, let me measure.
We can assume.
It's 1.5 pencils. Centimeter. I don't know how long that is.
1.5 pencils. It's very delicate.
So,
that's like
my like, longest knife is 40 centimeters. It's a
mine is 30. Knife.
So, my longest knife is 40 centimeters. It's a blue and there's a pattern on it. And it's like a collectible. It's like an actual like knife that you're supposed to use. It's a collectible, and I really like it.
Wait,
can you transfer it into a unit of pencils?
Do you count chef knives, like collectible chef knives?
Oh, yeah, as long as like maybe it's like, case, if it's like a special knife, it's like Damascus steel. No, we have a single Damascus steel knife, and it's really cool.
I have a Damascus steel knife as well. It's the coolest thing ever.
Exactly.
Dennis, you should really get one. Anyways, if anyone's listening to this,
you have a
Barbie
knife?
Dolls are weird.
You're not weird. If you have a Barbie,
no, Barbie dolls are weird. Knives are cool.
Knives, please have a practical value. Not that I use them.
Okay, so let's sue Dennis.
Let's end it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.